Every Monday, we have This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. Good morning, Mr. Jennings.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, no school today, so that's good.
Right. So kids are really happy today. There's no school. And it looks like tomorrow we're going to have a downpour of snow. They're still going to have school, though, right?
Yeah, they'll still have school remote learning. But, you know, our drivers won't be driving for, you know, the private and non-pubs if we don't have school.
Okay.
You know, sometimes the weather, they tell you one thing ahead of time and then it doesn't happen. But right now, you know, we're looking at the weather and we're going to assess in the next, you know, 18 hours and decide.
Okay. Because, yeah, I knew something was coming, but I was like, it's not really coming. So I just wore regular old tennis shoes and a short sleeve shirt today. And by the time I got halfway to work, it was snowing. And I was like, oh, one of those times when I should have paid attention to the news. So parents, be on the lookout, especially if your child uses Youngstown City School busing, not necessarily, you know, goes there, but if they use our busing, be ready for tomorrow, just in case we decide that there is no school because of the weather. I do know that this week we are still doing the food giveaways on Wednesday, right?
Yep, the food giveaways are Wednesday from 11 to 2, same distribution sites, East and Cheney High School, Posse, Bunn, Voning, Harding, Martin Luther King, Wilson, and Williamson okay. Elementary School. So we're going to be doing that still. Hopefully the snow will subside a little bit
right
by then. So
hopefully so, because we definitely want to make sure that we can get the food to the children. Now, I know that the teachers, I've even seen you in the news talking about how the teachers and staff were getting vaccinated. And that did happen, I think, what was it, last week?
Last week, 2 weeks ago now.
Okay, 2 weeks ago. So I know that shots, this kind of shot doesn't just come. It's kind of like the chickenpox vaccination. You get it in two separate parts. So they had, the students had the first, they had the day off for the first round of shots. When do you expect the staff and teachers to be getting that second round?
Well, in about 2 weeks. So we have the Moderna, so they're 28 days apart. So
okay.
In about 2 weeks we'll start the distribution again, and at that point we'll have the day off again, because it's a little more potent than the first shot. So there may be some, you know, different side effects as far as the fever goes and those different things. So we want to make sure that we're cautious of our staff and making sure we're not having people get a shot and then the next day or a day later or something, you know, they're not feeling well and we
right.
have them, you know, in a remote learning setting. So we want to make sure we protect our staff.
Right. I kind of liken this to when children, babies are getting shots too. You never really want to get a child a shot and then instantly send them to school or send them to daycare, because you never really, really know how that child is going to react from it. I've seen plenty of kids get shots, you know, and then turn around and have a fever or, you know, just be really kind of lethargic and not really feeling good. So if that can happen to them, I'm quite sure it happens to us on a larger scale.
Yeah, and this is something that people have never done before. It's a shot that we haven't used before.
Right.
So we have to be cautious and be conscious of the people and protect the people who, you know, who we work with and who we work for. So I think that's definitely something I'm conscious of. I actually was reading an article this morning. One of my friends sent me an article about polio. Like, it's not the first time that students had remote learning before. When a polio vaccine came out, they were learning, you know, via radio, and they had their books. So this is not, as far as remote learning, that's not something new. I just want people to be cautious. I know this weekend the governor gave a stern conversation with a lot of superintendents and CEOs like myself. I had a conversation with them on Saturday, and, you know, not real happy about starting school back on, you know, wanting people to start school back on March 1st. But we had the conversation, and as well as other superintendents, it's not as easy as that. You know,
right.
We have other things, other roadblocks that are in our way. Like I always say, you just mentioned earlier, we have to bus students who are on our students. So when it comes to social distancing, that means that when I bring school back, I got 4,800 kids that I have to, you know, add scholars in my district who have to add to the bus system, which we don't have enough buses.
Right.
So, I mean, and sometimes in education and sometimes in life, equity or disequity is created by law. And,
right.
and the laws that they were created by the state of Ohio is creating disequity for my students. And nobody wants to address that, but they want to address other things. So that's something we definitely want to be able to address, but we want to make sure we accommodate our students.
Absolutely. Got to make sure we take care of the children and make sure that everybody is distanced and, you know, just according to whatever law they're going to have in place. Now, before I let you go, do you have any parting words for the citizens of Youngstown and Youngstown Scholars?
Yeah, we just want you to be safe and be conscious of the snow and what's going on. And as always, stay healthy. I mean, keep those masks on. The vaccine is not a cure. It's just help to prevent with other steps. So make sure you keep your mask on and stay socially distanced from people.
Absolutely. I wear two masks if I'm going to be in a heavily populated place. And by that, I mean the grocery store, things like that. If I'm just walking in and out the building, I have one. But if I'm going to a place where there's people, definitely putting on two. And I was doing this even before they suggested that we wear two. It's no biggie. I like hiding anyway. But thank you so much, Mr. Jennings, for being on with me this morning. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, as always.
Thank you all for joining us for this Just In 5 Minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO. Be sure to tune in to our next episode.